The hadith tells us, إِنَّمَا الْعُلَمَاءُ وَرَثَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاءُ. The ulama are the inheritors of the prophets alayhim as-salam. The ulama study the deen. The ulama devote most of their lives, if not their entire lives, to the study of deen, the sacred sciences, Quran, hadith, fiqh, tafsir, ulum al-hadith, waghaira. And because of that, Allah Ta'ala has given them a higher maqam than normal believers. It's not me who says that the ulama are greater. It's the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam who said the ulama are greater. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned their fadail in the Quran. So today, if we were to find out that a scholarly person or someone from the Ahlul Ilm has made a mistake, then as awamun nas, it's necessary for us to conceal that. People are affiliated with the scholars. If you try to expose ulama, if you try to make their wrongdoings go viral, then awam will suffer, awam will detach themselves. And remember, if an alim makes a mistake, another alim is there to rectify him. Who are we? What right do we have? And this is a lengthy topic, but the awam are seen today backbiting the ulama, speaking ill of the ulama, being rude towards the ulama. And this is not befitting a Muslim. In fact, someone who denigrates and disrespects an alim for his knowledge, khifa alayhi al-kufr. Kufr is feared regarding that person. He may have a bad ending. So, always speak good of the ulama. If something comes to light regarding a particular person of knowledge, leave that to the ulama to deal with. We shouldn't poke our nose in. We shouldn't be nosy. We shouldn't be trying to be the judge. We leave things, matters to the knowledgeable people, and we fear about ourselves. We think about ourselves. Ya Allah, save me from falling into sins. Save me from doing wrong. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to always maintain respect and honor for the ulama and to benefit from them as well, inshallah.